Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. GEICO's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with GEICO, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. More power to you. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Welcome to the Satirically Challenge Show. A few notes before we begin. This clever little show is completely run by King Kangaroos. Unless you mean the disabled population, of which there are 650 million of us worldwide. Sora, did we offend you already? Because if we did, we have doctors standing by to take your calls. We know what you're thinking.
I tuned to the wrong podcast.
Or I'm going to find them, those bastards. Trust us. When we say it's been done, not to us, but we just want to tell you that the opinions on the hosts are not condemned or owned by Blog Talk Radio or any other network. However, like we said at the top of this announcement, the show is run by trained boxing kangaroos. We may have other kangaroos in the kangaroos, with the exception of their boss Rhino, who heads the politics department. What's that? The show's on right now. Fucking hell! We want to let you know that the show contains strong language, which may be unsuitable for children, unusual humour, which may be unsuitable for Trump, advanced mathematics, which may be unsuitable for liberal arts majors, or reptilism. Did we say liberal arts majors? Sorry. Women, lawyers, case workers, nannies, autistic execs. And we're looking at you, autism students. We know you're obvious. By the way, the war has just begun, even though we're near your inauguration time. We know you have a very little kitchen next to Gordon Ramsay's. Yours is shite. Get the heck out of the kitchen, and we're implying nothing by that. Oh, right. Neurotypicals, which is defined as two or more people who are considered to be normal. If you're listening to this podcast, you aren't normal. But we do encourage you to go, please speak to doctors and get your head checked. Time, please enjoy the Satirically Challenge Show.
Yo,
okay,
yeah,
we're back.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
March 2nd through the 8th, Real Abilities will be sponsoring and covering a lot of the films. Tune in.
Hey, Red Hood, we're back, aren't we? Red Hood, are you there? Red Hood. Red Hood, are you there? Red Hood, come on. Really, really not exactly how we want to start this off. As you heard, Real Abilities will be there. We can't say that enough. So we'll be there. Definitely come meet us, join us at Real Abilities. It's going to be fantastic. We have when Red Hood comes in, we will be discussing how FAA is testing drones to protect us against flying robot uprisings. Yes, I said it right. Flying robot uprising, which means I don't know about you guys out there, but robots flying, they're far-fetched. We could only say that a flying robot uprising would only be in either Doctor Who universe or in sci-fi stuff. So it's very hard. So it's a bit of a challenge when you think about hearing drones flying and uprising, and which it makes things a bit difficult to see happening. So, yes, and Red Hood is not here, which really makes things challenging. And Johnny will be here soon. I guess there's always something going on, especially when it should definitely be something to be discussed when everyone more sense to be aware of what's going on out there. And this is one of our shows that we have a lot of different topics to be discussed and ransacked, such as how Facebook is now censoring art, which has been around just based upon their need for being PC. Ben, Red Hood is finally here.
Yes, I'm here from the pouring rain. It's been audio difficulties, ladies and gentlemen. It's the weather. It's the weather.
Yes,
so, what did everybody think of the new announcement? Did we approve? I hope we approved.
I think we did a great job. I think it was great. I think the real abilities announcement is great. Well, you just got into the FAA, and as much as it was extremely awkward.
Well, the FAA and the drones are really, really, really bugging me. I mean, first off, the fact is that I hate the fact that it sounds like a dentist drill. Any other sound, maybe classical music when landing, you know, that kind of thing. What were your opening points? And I'll see if I can join in on this.
The only way you could see a flying robot is if it's a sci-fi. That's it.
Oh yeah. I mean, but the fact is that the fact is that this can only be in sci-fi, you know. And in reality, it's not even, I don't think it's even a thing anymore. I mean, it's gotten to the point where drones might actually take over our lives. We might, instead of a cat or a dog, have a pet drone. You know,
I wouldn't say that. I think there's a far line between that and then actually making sure that you get everything that is needed.
I mean,
for it.
It is, yeah, but it is one of those things I don't get. I don't get. I just don't get it. I mean, why do you have more Johnny, what do you think about this?
Johnny is not here at the moment.
But for some reason he's not.
Yeah.
It's me and you. Oh God.
Yeah.
It is one thing to be, So, I mean, it is one of those things. I find that drones are very helpful only in emergency situations. That's what
really?
Imagine having a drone as an assistant. How do you pay
nice.
The drone?
Right.
You know, how do you pay the drone? Then there's, you know, what if the drone was the stewardess? What if the drone was on the plane? What if the drone was on the plane? What if you had more of a thing where the drone was your nanny. Of course, they have robot drones. I mean, we've seen these in Disney films, right? There was one Disney film where the...
No, not necessarily.
What?
No. Not necessarily. There was no drone. Which one?
There was one. I can't remember the name of it, but it was called House Nanny or something like that.
No, that wasn't it. That movie didn't even...
There was a movie, and it was a very long time ago, where literally you had a nanny that controlled the house, pretty much, and it was
Smart house.
Smart house.
But the
that's
name
it.
And it was a house, not a drone. So
I know,
makes
but it things... could be. It could be. Pretty much. Well. It's pretty much, you know, I think it's pretty much intended that drones have already become the future. But how to stop the drones from doing their worst to humans, even though the humans are programming them? That's what I'm getting at. Is how to do that, but also you know, keep them in society, you know what I mean? But not let them too much in.
Right.
You know what I mean? That is what I think, anyway. I mean, that's what I think. It's not a thing where drones are like vaccines. And speaking of vaccines, we have an article on vaccines, don't we, Jacob?
We have an article
on vaccines that apparently in Washington, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is sworn to discredit the child link of immunizations and development of autism, has accepted an invitation by President-elect Orangehead to lead a commission on vaccine safety and scientific integrity. I don't know why they're actually doing this. Why don't they just have a speech?
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, why is it that, you know, on one hand, it's not going to get rid of anything. You know, vaccines don't get rid of autism.
Oh, you're right. You're definitely right.
That's me. It's catching STD is not like catching autism. You can't catch autism.
Very true.
And so it is one very... if he explores the panel on vaccine safety, then he might as well cut his own son out.
You're definitely right.
You know, he apologized for comparing at one point the number of children rotten to a Holocaust. Well, if that's the case, I'm sorry. If your thing is I mean, if your thing is basically to discredit everything, you know, by doing this, you're doing a fantastic job. Keep going. But
and
if your thing,
which doesn't make things any better either.
No.
It doesn't make anything any better when there's no. When you can make an assumption that, oh, it's caused by this or that. No, not necessarily. Can't exactly prove it.
Well, you can't exactly prove it. But it's not like a person holding up a solution to disabilities and any disability.
Very true.
That's the thing.
You're right.
And I wish that we had our other correspondents on because they would agree as well. It is one of those things that it saddens me because so many people are going and saying, well, what do we do? You know, how do we live? And the fact is, autism does not ruin lives. It depends on what kind of autism or Asperger's or disability or ADHD you have. You know, that.
I agree. I agree.
That's what I'm getting at, you know, and vaccines are meant to cure colds, not autism, you know.
And
they think,
and if they're saying that vaccines created it, how about no one knows what's created it? So
nobody knows. Well, here's a book, Mr. Trump elect president. Person, alien, that you should read. It's called Neurotribes. Go read this. It actually exists. And it does tell you the good history about autism. And it doesn't say that it was.
Oh, and Johnny is gone.
Johnny is back. Yes. Hello,
yes.
Johnny. We're
there
talking
I am.
About the autism. Yes, hello.
Welcome.
Just got to wait for the beep.
Right.
So all of a sudden it's in the 80s that answering machine all of a sudden.
Yeah, the connection has been horrible tonight. The thing about this vaccine, like I was saying, vaccines are meant to cure colds, not
But if you don't have vaccines, you're only going to cause more sickness, more people to get sick, too.
Yes, but the fact is that autism doesn't serve any purpose. You're not going to.
Right.
But
if they're saying, vaccines are the issue for autism, no one knows the issue.
And it's unsolvable.
Yeah.
It's unsolvable. So, what are you going to, you know what I mean?
Is it going to be a witch hunt for a vaccine?
Oh, maybe. I mean, that could always be. It could always be a thing of a witch hunt for a vaccine. That would be interesting. I'm gonna burn the witch that invented autism. Yeah.
But didn't the person who created autism, isn't he like gone? Not even alive. So.
Well, the first.
There's
the
an
first,
exact.
Well, to give us a little bit of history, I actually read the NeuroTribes book that I have mentioned, and and there was a doctor named Dr. Asperger, and he created Asperger's, and he's the way you get high functioning and low functioning is that he actually had to have two scientific groups for them, and so that's how you got high functioning and low functioning. There's a whole history to it, which people are blatantly ignoring.
And forgetting.
Ignoring, forgetting, same thing. It's just not, it's just not a thing where I feel that it should be anything but. You know what I mean?
I agree.
It doesn't happen. You know, you're not going and saying, oh yeah,
everything's all good when it isn't exactly good.
Right. If that's
what
you're getting
at. It's not good. No, it really isn't good. It's shitty. It's crappy. It's anything but good.
Anything but good is more like anything that is anything that, like, we noticed that the president-elect talks in generality. Even the ethics committee has said that his plan is flat out ridiculous. But he doesn't see that. Everybody else sees that. Everybody else in, you know, and even they would see it with autism. They would see that this plan is ridiculous. They would look at him and say, look at your own son. You know? Look at your own son and say, you know, even if you were to say, oh, my son has Asperger's. Hey, it's okay. We're here to tell you that it's okay. It's okay to say that. But I don't know.
But don't just hide behind anti-vax.
Yeah, don't hide behind your 10-year-old son. You know, that's the last thing you'd want to do is hide behind your 10-year-old son to then take a whack at people with autism, which is what he's doing.
That's not fair.
That's not fair. Johnny, you were going to say what?
It's bullshit.
That is a low blow.
It is a low blow. I mean, it just finds so many, it finds me, it's really not easy to, it's really not easy to it's really not easy to pick that out, if you know what I mean.
It's not like cut taste end all be all.
No, it's not.
Do we really know what causes it?
No,
nope,
we
don't.
We do not know.
We don't, but we know we have it. For those of us that have it, we know
but
it's
don't
linked
do
with other
this.
Things. But you don't call out somebody and say, "Oh, you know, everybody has to be vaccine because I say so." No. You know, we want to live our life, and if we're good at living our lives, then so be it.
Don't cause us any more strife.
Don't cause us any more stress than it already is with you getting elected, you fucking selfish prick. You know, that's even your own wife is an immigrant. Would you want her to get a vaccine? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Right, yeah.
It, you know.
It's kind of
but
like it's okay for them, but it's not okay for us to live and be happy. Oh wait,
no.
They're just trying to fix us. They just want to fix us. That's it.
Well, yeah, and that what I hate about people, I hate the word normal. If nobody is normal, like, can't you act normal? What is acting normal?
Right,
you know,
that's outrageous too. How could you act normal?
You can't act normal.
I got to bring up what my friend says.
Yeah.
Remember, normal is only a sitting on a dishwasher.
Yep, it is.
Normal is only sitting on a dishwasher.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I agree with that.
And I think I messed that one up.
It's okay.
You mean normal is only a setting on a dryer?
Yeah.
That.
That's
but,
it. Yeah.
Like, that is a thing. It's just, I mean, there's something very wrong with this president. If they have to come and pull him out for his own safety, we will know.
Yep, we will.
Just based on the fact that we'll be reporting it, and we'll see it, and we'll throw a celebratory episode if that happens. But I think that, yeah, everybody is like, he does not get it. He doesn't get it. He has, you know.
No.
He has no clue. No clue at all. But I can say that if they do pursue it, somebody better stop him before he goes too far.
Oh, yeah.
You know, everybody, yeah. Even the Center for Disease Control and Prevention explicitly states there is no link between vaccines and autism. Now, who are you going
so then
to
why
believe?
Why would you?
Who are
right.
you?
So
like,
then...
you've already lost us at the fact that you've criticized our
our CIA, our FBI,
mm-hmm.
All of our intelligence agencies, you've said the UN is wrong. You've said that we're wrong as people. Okay? You
that
want to start a nuclear... I mean...
It doesn't make things any better either.
No, it doesn't. But that's why everybody's so disappointed that President Obama is going.
Mm-hmm.
Because of
yep.
the fact that he... Yes, it was all Democratic. Now it's all Republican, and it's going to go to shit.
Which
and
is unfortunate.
Facebook, but even Facebook is censoring art. You know?
Yeah.
Yep.
And that, what is it, censoring Neptune statue, I believe?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
For being sexually explicit.
But art is art. You can't exactly...
Art,
just go, oh, yeah. Sorry.
Art is art. Okay. Art is art. You can't exactly sexually explicit art.
Mm-hmm.
Zuckerberg, you know this. Stop being a... Stop being an idiot. You can't sexually explicitly, you know, ban art from Facebook. If you're doing that, you're a cultural bigot.
Yeah.
I mean.
And of course, he even decides to pull down videos just because there's copyrighted music in it.
Well, that's one thing. Because you'll get sued. But censoring art, even if it didn't have copyrighted music in it, even if you use the backing vocal like we do in our announcement, on the newest announcement, we use a backing track from Queen, right? We're not getting censored
mm-hmm.
because we used somebody else's backing track. We actually cite it, and we have permission. But copyright infringement is when you have no permission.
Right.
You know. That's really it. It is not.
Yep.
It's not something that you should be, I don't want to say this. You should be ashamed. Well, you know.
Mhm.
I mean, what do you think, Nicole?
I think censoring art sends a wrong message to anyone out there that's going, I want to share a trip. What are you going to do? Ignore it? Like,
yeah,
I
want to censor
trip.
Don't share any statues that you found on your trip, even the metal ones. Stay away from the metal ones.
Right.
Even if there's a McDonald's in the background.
Right. Trident? Can't you Photoshop the Trident to look like something that popped out of his hand?
Mm-hmm.
You know, can you do that? But anyway, folks, I think that we'll tackle more of this on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
as you heard at the beginning of the episode, we are, for the second year, going back to real abilities. What we can tell you that we see, what we can tell you is it's a very good lineup this year.
Mm-hmm.
You have every form of disability, including some new ones, which I didn't see last year, which I'm very happy
in general, since they're all different.
Yeah, or in general.
And every year is different.
Absolutely. So,
on Monday's show, we will tackle Meryl Streep's brilliant Oscar speech and how she gracefully dissed the disabled actors from even trying to get parts, and how she rooted us on, but at the same time, the sandwich technique. And we'll do that, and we'll have other stuff going on Monday.
Yes.
Who knows?
Yep.
But we will definitely inform you of what we have for Real Abilities when we get to it, and in the coming weeks.
No, when we can.
Yeah, better off being good. But rest assured, we will definitely tell you about it and definitely report on the films and cover them like we did last year. And so pay attention to our Twitter, our Instagram, and even iTunes, because there may be announcements that we may record. Anyway, have a fantastic weekend. And then we'll see you on Monday.
Yes.
Yes.
Hi.
Have a great night.
Hi.
Good night.
Yeah.
Bye.
Night.
Good night.
Night.
A Napa guy knows that by the foot, there's no better ride than an old station wagon. Room for six people facing forward, two people facing backward, and a whole lot of luggage, lumber, and bicycles haphazardly strapped to the roof. If you can parallel park that beast, you can park anything. And with some quality parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep your land ship running longer, stronger. It's not obsolete. It's a rare treasure. That's Napa know-how. Napa know-how.